Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. And good news, Debs was listening to the radio and she's called in all by herself. Thank you, Debs.
No worries, hey.
I was worried you'd be out walking the dog or something like that. So it's much appreciated. Now, we're here to talk about the Rackham Creative Market. It's the last one of the year on Sunday. It's usually a big market for Christmas shopping. So you got lots of stallholders queuing up this weekend?
Yeah, it's been a minefield of filling spaces and everything like that. So on paper, we've got over 60 stalls. There have been a couple of cancellations already because people are saying the weather looks terrible, and then I've got some other stalls saying the weather's going to be fantastic, you know. So
we'll have the best space, thanks.
So in theory, we've got, you know, we're using upstairs as well as the full grass area, but yep. That's all on paper, Aaron, you know. Yep. When it comes to 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, who knows?
You'll find out when they turn up, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the job for you. Anyway, so can you tell us about any new stallholders who are hopefully going to be there?
Yeah. So on paper, we've got 11 new stallholders. Some of them are just doing a one-off thing, you know, because it's the Christmas one.
Yeah.
But there are some a little bit more serious ones. So we've got like Surf Clothes, a new Soaps. And I hope that they come on a regular basis because we've lost our soap people. We've got some dog collars, they're daily selling some dog collars, but that's a one-off. And let me see, yes, a couple of jewellery makers. One of them is a copper, uses copper. Again, that will be a one-off. They're just coming up to visit relatives from the South Island.
Oh, okay.
So they sound really interesting. We've got this candles in tin. So we've got some candles made in tin, literally. Okay, well, they look very nice on photos. And unfortunately, we haven't got Jackie's stall. That's the centre bush candles, you know, the lovely candle maker, beeswax candles.
Yeah.
She's not well at the moment, so she's not... Looks like she's not going to be able to make it. And we've got a couple of the kids' books, you know, Sarah Johnson
yes.
and Pip. They were at November's market. They've got, you know, children's books.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about...
You're about the food now, aren't you?
How did you know? That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah. So we've got, you know, our usuals, you know, the honey, the relishes, the pestos, you know, all of those... wonderful things, and they're coming, especially like Rick and Liz are coming back from their walk this week. They've been doing a big tramp, so they should be, they've promised they'll turn up on Sunday morning.
I hope they're fit, they won't feel too tired from it.
I know, Liz is saying that the first day, it's a 4-day tramp, and the first day is the worst day, so I said, well, take your Annika with you. it's great. We've got the Nepalese dumplings again. That's really successful, and they'll be by the coffee cart, you know, by the clay shed. And and Sasha's back now with Kai Walker Kitchen, so that'll be a fabulous. My goodness, she's just such a fabulous chef.
So that's plenty. You can get a meal there. Is Itai there again?
Actually, he's in the South Island. And Teresa are in the South Island this week too. So no, they won't be coming.
Look, Kai Waka Kitchen's there, so that's you can get a meal. Anyone? Other people? Is there anyone cooking out the back?
The dumplings, the Nepalese dumplings.
Okay, they're at the back.
But they do hot chips as well, I think.
Okay, and they're proving pretty popular, are they, those dumplings?
They are. And, you know, the other thing that was proved popular was the coffee... edible cup.
Yeah.
I think Karen sold out of them again as well.
Well, the first time they came, they only brought about 10 with them to see how people would react, and people loved them, so
yeah.
I guess they'll have even more this time.
Yeah. I've asked if they'd consider making some iced tea. Not tea, although I'm a tea drinker, but iced coffee.
Okay.
And the gelato people are coming.
Yeah, there's a bike ride happening, and around the flat parts of Rackham going to turn up maybe around 11:30 for some gelato. So look out for that.
Yeah. I'll have the bike racks ready. I always do, but I don't see anybody using the bike racks. They just park on the kindy thing, fence, which is fine, of course. In the middle, we're going to have a few more stalls because we have a few more stalls, but there is still going to be space in the centre, in the front. And we've got the Uke troupe performing at about 11:30 for half an hour.
Okay.
And in between that, we've got the homeschool troupe, the AKO Learning Collective, and they're doing a fundraiser. So they're going to probably be doing about 45 minutes before the Uke troop turn up, and then they'll continue after it midday.
So is that like a band, choir, singing,
yeah,
something
band,
like that?
Yeah.
A band. Okay, there we go. All right, there's quite a few homeschool groups now, so there could be any one.
Well, Monica seems to be Monica and Yanis, as in Yanis.
Okay, so Luna will probably be singing, their daughter. Yeah, she was singing at the Whangaroa Talent Factory a few weeks ago.
Pretty wicked, eh?
And at Live and Local a month ago.
Yes, I missed that one. And then we've got, last market, I think we had about six kids' stalls, so we've got four kids' stalls as well, selling a variety of candles and cakes and, you know, those sort of nice things.
Yeah, yes, everybody likes cakes.
yeah.
And
we've got the Spirit of Christmas exhibition still holding itself. That's been really successful and busy.
That's its last day on Sunday, isn't it?
It will be the last day on Sunday. They'll be packing away at 2 o'clock. That's obviously in the gallery. But we've got Miranda's art in the foyer.
Yeah.
And she's actually going to be doing an exhibition with her work at the old school just after the new year.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks,
And so that's all that. I was trying to think. Just generally, there's lots of art, I presume, because it is a creative market.
Yeah. There's four artists coming, and then there's some what I call craft stalls, where they use lots of their art creativity, but it's not necessarily like a print or a flat, you know, sort of two-dimensional thing. It's usually three or four-dimensional art.
Did you just say four-dimensional art?
I know. Imagine five-dimensional.
No, I can't imagine it. That's the trouble.
I know. I looked at on YouTube once about more than three dimensions, and it blew my mind away.
I don't
another
know.
Conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I guess we'll just go and where's that stall going to be?
Where's that stall going to be? Well, two are inside and two are upstairs.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
which is inside.
We'll check them all out on Sunday when we're there.
Yeah.
All right. Something else?
No. Just that we've got quite a lot of clothes and, you know, a lot of textile artists.
Yeah.
You know, Rolling Leaf, you know, we've got, I'm just trying to remember, Jan and Anita coming back. Anita's well known for her upcycling of garments, beautiful sewer.
Yeah.
I can sit, although it's fabric and clothes, that's a form of art for me, you know?
Totally. Yeah, it's all creative. So can we remind people of the time and the place? Yeah. Very important.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, please.
Yep.
Yep. We go till 2. It does start quietening down about 1:30, and it really does depend on the weather.
If it's a busy day, I know some of the food will sell out quicker than the stallholders were expecting. So
yeah, I've given them a heads up, though, saying that, you know, we'll be busy and there's lots of stalls and they're the only two hot stalls. We've got the peanut butter and the chili sauces working together with the fresh juices.
Yeah, the peanut butter girls, whose names I don't know, sorry, they're producing the juices.
Yeah.
Okay, Debs, well, look, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for phoning me when I didn't have your cell phone number.
That's okay, I'll forgive you.
Thank you. And we'll see you at the market on Sunday.